This is Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
The charity Childline has told Newsbeat it counselled more than 2,000 teenagers in the last year who needed help dealing with an abusive partner. It's the first time it's released figures since the definition of domestic abuse was extended to cover 16 and 17-year-olds. And it comes as a government ad campaign targets rape within relationships. Now, a warning here. You may find some of the details in this report upsetting. It lasts a couple of minutes. Our politics reporter Jim Taylor has spoken to one 23-year-old who escaped a violent relationship as a teenager.
We were together for about a year. I got pregnant. Baby come. Things change. It's like being possessive, obsessive, and just got generally jealous with my relationship with my daughter. When I walked down the street, I would put my head down because if he saw me looking at another bloke, he would completely flip out.
How much of it was mental and how much was it physical?
The mental side was, say, for about 4 months. The physical side, it happened about four times. I kind of put it down to his jealousy of a newborn. But the fourth time, he took it too far. He kneed me in my stomach and my cesarean scar had opened. So, you know, I just couldn't take it no more.
This all happened to Layla when she was 17. That's not her real name, by the way. Childline has told Newsbeat that in a year it counselled more than 2,000 people aged 19 and under who wanted help dealing with abuse from a current or former partner.
I'm tired.
I said, come here.
A quarter said the main form of abuse wasn't physical or emotional, but sexual. The latest advert in a Home Office abuse campaign is about rape within a relationship.
Please, Patrick.
I'm not going to ask again.
I don't want to.
It's linked to an ongoing plot in Hollyoaks. Head to Newsbeat online to see our video with Nikki Sanderson, who plays victim Maxine in the soap.
We've been doing this storyline now for nearly a year. For almost 8 months of that year, people didn't know that it was even a storyline. It wasn't doing anything because people didn't recognise that the non-physical aspects of Patrick and Maxine's relationship were domestic violence.
My name's Fiona Elvines. I'm from Rape Crisis. Young people themselves are telling us that they don't entirely understand what rape is, they don't understand what sexual consent is. They're telling us that they're actually seeing increasing levels of sexual bullying and sexual touching amongst the younger kids.
She says ads and soap storylines are good, but will only have a big impact if the message about consent is pushed into schools. For Layla, the abuse wasn't sexual. She's been working with the Home Office to try and make the campaign as realistic as possible.
If a perpetrator does not want to change himself, an advert's not going to help him. In terms of the victim, I would like the very least for them to identify that this is happening to them, because some women don't see it like that.
And if you'd like to get help or advice on this, there's more information at Newsbeat online.
Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.